Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
beautiful. Reba, Reba, come here, come here, come here. Take a look at this.
You like
we
it?
Got, yeah, yeah, we got video playback here. Let's roll it, roll it. Here, take a look. Look, 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 look. Boom! There it goes. There it goes, huh? You like it? You're dead. You're dead. Terrific. That was great. Great. Really good. Very good. Okay, I think we got this. We're okay. We should, let's move on.
Hello, everybody. My name is Chris Michael Ward. I'm guest hosting for Terry because I'm interviewing her. This is the test show part two. That song you just heard was called Does She Love You? It was performed by Reba McEntire and Linda Davis. Reba McEntire and Linda Davis, I'm a little tongue-tied today. And that was actually from the music video. But the song itself came out August 28th, 1993. So before I bring Terry on, I want to let you guys know, let all you listeners know that you can call in at 347-945-6003. Press the 1 key if you have questions or comments for Terry. And without further ado, let's bring on Miss Authoress Terry E. Lyle.
Hi, hi, everybody. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. How's your day going? Good morning, and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, wonderful. I'm out and about, you know. I'm getting my hair done right now at the beautician's, and I do what you got to do so you can do the shoot on Friday.
Yeah, you gotta look fine and stay divine, huh?
Oh, no, that's right, baby. You know it.
Yeah. All right. Well, my first question for you is have a new book out called Broken, which is a great book. Tell people about your book, Broken.
Okay, well, Broken, it was inspired really upon my heart to write this because Broken was my 10th book, and I'm born in the 10th month on the 10th day. So I kind of felt like everything was in alignment, and God wanted me to tell my story. Before, I wrote some poetry books and short stories and a couple of novels, but this is my autobiography. And it tells how, you know, being a preacher's kid, you don't always have to start from the bottom. You can start in a good environment and fall and lose your way. And that's what it is. It's a book about my failures, my successes, how I found my way back to Christ. So, and it's a book of hope for people to know that there's nothing too hard for God. You know, I've been dealing with stuff like the occult, alternative lifestyles, suicide attempts, homelessness, abuse, swinging. So, you know, I went the gamut, you know, because most people know that if you're a preacher's kid, a lot of times growing up in a very strict environment, you can't do anything. It was like me, I felt like a flower that just blossomed. I had to find out what the world was about, and my petals was flying everywhere trying to figure this thing out. But, you know, after it's all been said, you know, I was broken mentally, spiritually, physically, and now that I'm broken, I've been patched back together by the help of God and his angels that are out here, you know. So I'm grateful, you know, it's a learning process, and I want people to understand that, you know, they think they wake up every day and they live their life. It's not about that. The earth that we live on, we are all like at an academy. This is a proving ground to where we wind up when we die, either heaven or hell. So just waking up and going to your job or whatever you do, it's not that. It's just a routine. You are being tested. And when you're being tested, things will pop up in your life. And how you deal with it, you know, is how you grow and how you fail. Some people, once they go through the fire, you know, they come out brand new. But some people, you know, when they go through stuff, they get further and further in depression and they lose their way and they stay stuck. So I want everybody to know that, you know, this is not about just waking up and having a life. Earth is a test. God is testing us. So, you know, when we die, we'll even know whether we passed or failed because we only got two choices, heaven or hell.
Yeah, I think that's true. Kind of, you know, you talk about being broken. It kind of reminds me of our current president. You know, some people, including myself, think he's broken because he has said some God-awful things and he blames the media and he blames other people. what's your take on president on our president? Do you think he's broken?
Well, I think definitely President Trump is broken, but I think that with his arrogance and with his financial power, he believed that, you know, he can do whatever he want to do and say what he want to say. He don't realize that he got issues because, you know, that's why he be popping off with his mouth and stuff. I just pray that, you know, that guy over there in North Korea, even though they had that little meeting and stuff, I hope he don't get pissed off later and say, I'm going to show America something new and decide to send a bomb over here, a nuclear bomb, because President Trump is out of pocket, man. That's why, you know, you look at him and his wife on TV, she don't even want to hold his hand half the time, and she kind of stay in the background. But she is a very intelligent woman. She speaks over 7 languages, and she's just not a pretty face, and people need to understand that, you know, Melania, whatever her name is, I think that's correct, you know, she's beautiful, she's quiet, but she's very into humanitarian things in the background, and she needs to have the limelight instead of Trump, because he needs to go somewhere and shut up and sit down.
Yeah, her name's Melania. Yeah, you got that right. So you have that correct. yeah. So her name is Melania, and people are saying on social media, you know, where's Barron? Barron's the youngest kid. Yes, with Melania. Where's
Barron? He wasn't even in the picture. So I'm saying, what's really going on? That you know, who takes the family photo and then, you know, have the youngest child in there? You know, I thought that was crazy, you know?
Yeah, I watch the news a lot. That, you know, there people have their opinions about what fake news is, and I don't agree with Fox News. I think they kind of lie, but that's just my opinion. So, fake news, whatever fake news is. I love CNN. So I watch a lot of CNN and MSNBC. So that's, you know, I don't consider them fake news. But anyway, to get back on track, you said you have 10 books out. What's your other 9 books called?
Oh, well, I'm going to try to remember because it's been a while. The first book was called Brownback Poetry. And in that book, I didn't know what I wanted to talk about. I just knew that I wanted to hit all the people, you know, all the masses. So I had poetry in there. I had pornography type of poetry, X-rated poetry. I had religious poetry. I had, you know, everyday poetry, but everything, you know, that book, Brownback Poetry, is still the bestseller, you know, and I was afraid to put it out because it had X-rated stuff mixed in with Christian stuff, but, you know, we all go through, you know, even as a Christian, you know, we have sex, that's how people got here, we had to reprocreate, so, you know, it's not nothing dirty, but a lot of people, they are cringe when they hear something dirty in writing, but I went there. And now people tell me that they hide their book in the bathroom and that's one of their bestsellers, Brownback Poetry. And then I had, if I can remember, another one I think it was called Say It Ain't So, Speechless, Confessions, Exposed, Forgiveness, Peeling Back the Mask. I don't remember all of them. And I also ghost wrote 2 books for 2 other people. So, yeah, I wrote a lot. I don't remember. And lately I've been so busy and so consumed, you know, with trying to pack up my home because I'm trying to move to the beach area, you know, and the palm trees. I'm not going to say where, but, you know, I really haven't been focusing on it. But thank God it's still selling. I'm still getting a royalty check in the mail.
Yeah. Yeah, royalty checks do matter. I do, you know, I love those. And people can find your book on Amazon, correct?
They can find it on Amazon. They can find my books, some of them at traffic.com. They can find some of them at Author House. They can find some at Create Space. They can find them on my personal website, which is www.terrylyle.com. You know, and if you go to my website, I will autograph it, you know, but, you know, a lot of people complain because the highest book is $20 and some are $15, but you know something, when you got the real deal, you pay for what you want. I don't tell nobody to do what they don't want to do, but it's just like what I eat, you know. If I want Uncle Ben's rice opposed to a Carolina rice, pay for what you want, you know, and I'm not going to make excuses for that. Oh, well, I'll just sell it for $10 because, you know, the material fit, you know. And a lot of people, when they talk, they bougie, you know, but my book's all about realness, and that's why my books still sell, because when people read it, it resonates like, damn, I've been through that. Wow, is she in my head? I'm living that. And those are the kind of responses that I get.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, I figured you got a lot of good responses about that. And kind of goes back to, you know, we interviewed that guy, Jeff Pooster, from StopLettering.com. You know, he's getting a lot of backlash what he does, because he sells T-shirts and stuff, and people are saying that he's making profit off of the calls, when he's just making profit off of the sweat, you know, the
that's
T-shirts
crazy.
And stuff.
That's
but,
crazy. That's crazy. That guy Jeff Pooster, he has given away more T-shirts than he sold, and I wish people would support him more, because he's trying to help the earth by stop littering, you know, because we're contaminating the earth. This is what we got to live in, you know, right here. But he's so right, and I appreciate him. So people need to get off of their high horses and stop complaining about his shirts and make donations to the guy. Help him out, because we got to take it one person at a time and clean up the earth. You clean up your house, clean up where you live at. You know, the earth is where we live at.
Yeah. I know I took on one of his haters on Twitter. I said, you know, there's an old saying, fuck them if they can't take a joke.
That's right. Hey. And you're absolutely right, darling.
All right. Well, we're going to take a small break, and I'm gonna play a song, and then when we come back, I got more questions for you. All right?
Okay, but don't forget, you know, I also have a book trailer on my studio wall Exposed book trailer, also Broken, the commercial. So make sure you give them chance to hear it. All right, darling.
Yeah, I'm gonna give them a chance to hear right now. I gotta find it here. Uh huh.
Okay.
So while I'm finding it, tell people where they can find you on social media.
Okay, if you really want to find me, Facebook is the best place to find me, but I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm also on Twitter. On Twitter, I think I'm as SweetFire01. On Facebook, I'm Authoress Terry Elisle. On LinkedIn, I'm Authoress Terry Elisle. I'm on Instagram, too, but I really don't know how to work it. I basically just post pictures, you know, and I'm on Marco Polo, you know. This way you can see me. I'm animated. You can hear what I got to say. You know that you're talking to the real deal, you know, so you can find me or just go to Google me. I will pop up. I'll be first on the list. Hello. And I did that on my own. They try to offer me some deal where I pay them to be first on the list. When on a search engine, you know, with my hustle, I made myself first on the list. I didn't have to pay nobody to put me there. My hustle did it. So I want everybody to understand, whatever you want, you got to keep it going. You know, sometimes you got to go a little broke to make things materialize, but you do what you got to do. And that guy, Jeff Pooster, you know, support your brother, you know, because he's trying to be an activist about saving our earth. And we got to save where we live. And that's just real talk.
Yeah, you got to support Jeff Pooster and his website for people who are interested at StopLettering.com. So, how can people find you on Marco Polo, Terry? Do they just search your name?
Yeah, on Marco Polo, I think I put in there Authoress Terry Elisle. Try that, because most of my media is Authoress Terry Elisle. But yeah, I'm on Marco Polo. Yeah, hit me up. We can chit chat. We can jar yet.
All right. Well, I'm still looking for the plug for your book. So while I do that, I'm gonna play another commercial, and then I'm gonna play your book promotion after that. Is that all right?
Sounds like a plan, darling. Do what you do.
All right. Well, all right. We'll be right back, everybody.
You're listening to authoress Terry E. Lyle's Blog Talk Radio. It's the interview that pays to listen to with the honest, candid truth in your face.
Hello. Hi. This is authoress Terry E. Lyle. Let me come to you with my collection of colognes. It's called the Unmasked Collection. We have one for men called Hot Stuff, and my God, it smells so good. If you know about Aramis, it kind of like thinks about that kind of scent. And the lady scents, all of them, are light and airy and fruity. It makes somebody want to nibble you all over your neck. Now, the 3.5 bottle of cologne is only $40. I'm charging y'all the cost to make it. And the lotion is 10-ounce bottles for $20. It's that kind of lotion when you turn it upside down and shake it, nothing comes out. And your skin is supple and smooth. Ooh-wee. When you get out the shower or the tub or you're going somewhere special, this is what you need to have. The Unmasked Perfume Collection by authoress Terry E. Lyle, and can only get it on my website, www.terrylyle.com. Have a great day. Check me out. And also every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my radio show is called Unmasked. And I'm always looking for guests, so call me at 443-956-8753 and be a guest on my show and let's have some fun. Until then, talk to you soon. Hugs and kisses.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris Michael Ward, guest hosting for Terry. She wanted me to find the promotion for her book, Broken, but I couldn't find it, so I apologize. But as that the last commercial you heard was for her perfume line, and I'm going to ask her about that. Terry, what's the perfume line about? Do you still have that?
I do. Every book that I have, I've made a cologne to complement the book. That's why the first one, Brownback Poetry, I call it, Brownback Poetry. Every book has a one to complement it, like Confessions, Unmasked, Speechless. You know, they all have a cologne to match the book. Only one I didn't have a book for was called Hot Stuff, the cologne I made for men. And, oh, my God, the guys just love it. Man, if you're a person who's about the town and you like to smell good, you need to get my cologne because that cologne is light. It's not offensive, but it got that sex appeal. It's sexy. And women get closer, you say, ooh, what is that smell, you know? And the Quasar's cap, you know, I even got some females they like in it. You know, they say, wow, is this a unisex cologne? They want to wear it. I don't care who wears it as long as I get paid.
yeah, that's what it's all about. Does anybody in your family wear those colognes, or is it just the public? Does anybody in like this?
My family wears it as well. So does my daughter and my granddaughter and my grandson. And every time they go somewhere, like my daughter, she put on Speechless, and that's the one that my granddaughter likes a lot. And when they go to the place, people always say, you smell good. What is that? And she'd be saying, that's my mom's cologne. And my grandson wears one for men, Hot Stuff. And he get a lot of attention. And when I went to church, some of the male members bought, you know, my cologne, so they loving it.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I bet your cologne is really well. I'm not the check out your cologne line. I don't think I've ever smelled it, but what I wear for now is called CK1. It's Calvin Klein. It's a unisex cologne, and it's a good. I love that smell. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Yeah. Well, tomorrow night we have a
promotion. I'm sorry, Chris. If you wanted to find another commercial broken or exposed, just put in a name. Go to the B section of the studio where all the B's are, then you'll see broken. If you go where the E is, exposed. Go where the song's alphabetical order. That's how they own that thing, and you'll find it.
All right. Well, I didn't know that, so I guess I'll do that, and then I'll play it before we end the show. But my question is, oh, tomorrow night we have part two with Alan. Tomorrow night I'm very forgetful. I'm going to tell you the truth. Tomorrow night we have part two with Alan Wright. For people who didn't listen to part one, tell us who Alan Wright is, or tell them who Alan Wright is.
Alan Wright is a person who's a medium, and he talks to spirits. They come to him, and he won't tell you anything unless the spirits are actively there. And what was entertaining was last time he was on the show, my other co-host, Mark, he was having dreams about his mom who had passed on, and then he had an insight that he had two spirits show up, you know, and it was giving him stuff like to tell him to be strong and hold on. And it really made an impact on Mark because it confirmed that his mother and grandmother was there. And so even though some of your members passed on to glory, don't ever feel like you're alone. They're still there. And it was very encouraging for him to receive that message.
Yeah, he's a very interesting guest. And I liked interviewing him you and Mark Anthony Rio. And then yesterday you also met up face to face with another guest we've had on, Bishop Bullwinkle. How was that experience?
Oh, that was wonderful. Yesterday he was invited to Tennessee and he stopped by to see me. I took a couple of pictures with him so people could see him. And he's a guy who wrote that song Hell No to the Na Na Na, you know, and he was telling me that the Housewives of Atlanta, Cherie, she uses slang, the title of his song, and NBC paid him $2,500 for it. So, you know, his CD is really good. He got other songs like Mama, Jailhouse, you know, and Bless His Heart, he gave me a CD. But that was awesome. He's a great guy. You know, I like the fact that even though he's a preacher, he's real, and he used that kind of comedic sermon. He'll restand stuff, and you'd be laughing, but it'd be the truth, man.
Yeah. I did like the pictures that you posted on Facebook. Those were awesome pictures you guys posted.
Thank you,
darling. Yeah, you're welcome, and it's nice you guys met face to face. I don't think I've ever done that with anybody that since I worked with you and Mark. I don't think I've met a guest face to face. Just on social, you know, on social media, Twitter and Facebook. So it's awesome when that happens.
Well, it will happen. It will happen. Trust and believe, because we have guests come from all different states. Like my other co-host, Felicia, she was able to talk to one of my guests in person because they come from different locations. So if they're in your neck of the woods, just let them know, and they'll gladly meet you.
Yeah,
Like I had the guy, Morgan Sapp, the gospel singer. We got pictures together. Najee, the jazz player, we took pictures together. So I've got a lot of very well-to-do people pictures with, you know, because they're down to earth. All you got to do is ask.
Yeah, they are down. You know, many of them are down to earth, I believe that. And want to let all of our listeners know that if you have a question or a comment for Terry, you can call our studio line, which is 347-945-6003, and press the 1 key. It will pop up on the switchboard, and I will let you ask your question. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show, and I did find the promo for Broken, Terry, so I'm going to play that, and then we'll come back, and I'll ask you more questions.
Okay.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody.
Controversial, real, unparalleled. authoress Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, CreateSpace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He would not leave you.
All right, everybody, this is Chris Michael Ward, and that was Terry's promo for Broken. And like she said, you can find it on her website, which is terryelio.com, www.terryelio.com, or Amazon, which is where I get a lot of my stuff, Amazon. If you get it on her website, she will autograph it for you. So I'm going to bring Terry back on the line. Terry, that was a great promo. Who did the promo for that?
Thank you. That was ATL Designer. It's a friend of mine in the Atlanta area. He just got a sexy, deep voice. That's why I use him a lot in my commercials. So you call him ATL for Atlanta.
ATL, yeah, he does a great job doing the promo commercials for your books and the show and the opening for this show. He does a great job.
Yes, he does.
Well, Terry. Yeah, you're welcome. What's your take on them canceling, they fired Roseanne because of a tweet about Valerie Jarrett, and now they're doing a show called The Conners, which is the Conner family without her. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I am proud of the network for pulling that right away. Because this country is broken that we live in because of all the things that we have to endure, you know, and they just highlight racism, you know, and it was inappropriate what she said, you know, and for the network to have kept her on, that would definitely would have incurred the fact that the responsibility for her, like they concur with her statement. So I'm glad they did that, you know, because sometimes actors and actresses, they get above themselves because, you know, she got a show come back. They revamped it. And so I guess she was feeling herself like, I can do and say what I want to do. But, you know, it's pretty sad because now her true colors are showing, and I have no respect for Roseanne Barr. So, you know, forget her. You know, I'm glad she's gone. That's my opinion. You know, people don't understand. You know, everybody want to celebrate, you know, different things, but I don't never hear anybody celebrating Juneteenth, and Juneteenth was a day of freedom and independence for slavery. It was went about in 1863, but it wasn't effective in Texas until 1865. But you know something, that's independence for black people. We were no longer slaves, you know. So to come this far and to be in the year 2018 to still have the disrespect openly by the president, and some people like Roseanne Barr is not tolerated to me, because, you know, you don't judge a person by their skin color. You judge a person by their heart and how they interact with other people. And it's just sad that someone who has the ability and the media at her whim, where she could do something for good instead of encouraging that negativity that we need to get away from in the United States.
Yeah, I agree. I was a fan of hers for many years. You know, I grew up with the show, and I actually met her on social media and met some of her family members and stuff. So, yeah, when that happened, when she tweeted that, I was, you know, I was not very pleased with that. But I you know, she went on the show with Rabbi Shmuley and you know, was crying and saying that she didn't mean it to be about, you know, she didn't mean it to sound racist, and she didn't know that Valerie was black and all that stuff. So, you know, like, she knows the truth, but it's very hard
You know, and that's another thing, too, not to say I didn't know Valerie was black. First of all, we got to stop looking at people and categorizing us, because we're not animals. You know, I can't say you black, you white, you Indian, you are Chinese. The thing is, you know, with people loving each other and mixing with each other, it don't really matter what they are. You know, this is a female, this is a male, this is a child, this is an adult. You know, this is how we got to see people for what we see. We shouldn't see them and say, oh, you're Indian. Oh, you're black. Oh, you're pale white. Come on now. It doesn't really matter. I think to me the most thing that's important is the relationships that you build with people. And you can't build relationships with judgmental, opinionated attitudes. You got to have an open heart and an ear to hear and an ear to listen by. Because a lot of times when people talk, they don't want to hear you. But when I hear people talk, I don't hear by my ear. I hear through my heart.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We got to start judging people based on their actions and their words. And, you know, I think that's what boggles my mind about. I think that's what boggles my mind about all these Trump supporters who and Roseanne supporters who stand by her and want to blame the media, want to blame the left, want to blame other people, you know, defend her and defend Trump. I don't get that. I mean, I get that, you know, Trump's the president, and we, you know, some people feel they have to respect him, but I think you can respect somebody and still call them out. Don't you agree?
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely correct.
All right, so we got about 6 minutes on the clock. I'm going to play one more song, and I want to thank you, Terry, for letting me guest host again. And I look forward to I love working with you and Mark Anthony Rio every Friday night. And that's, you know, tomorrow night is our next show at 7:30 Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to thank you for letting me interview you and letting me guest host.
Oh, you're so welcome. We love you on that show. And you know, we couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. That means a lot. Well, until tomorrow night, folks, and Terry, I will talk to you guys later. And remember my motto, and this is a great motto, be kind and stay divine.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Why can't I?